With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. I am professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and we have the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk.
That's me!
She's back!
She's back! And you're back! We're both back!
I'm in my happy place, Lindsay.
Is it your happy place because you're in your knickers eating Maltesers?
Yeah, and to be fair, I did try and put the Care Bear onesie back on, which if you don't follow us on Instagram at Full Coverage Pod, you can see me in that very Care Bear onesie. Yeah. Alas, it was too hot.
It is warm.
It's warm.
I've been up north.
She's been up north and it's warm. So it is, the Care Bear onesie is off and I'm in a t-shirt and my knickers and they're granny knickers and I'm not even sorry.
You shouldn't be. #NotSorry.
#NotSorry.
We're both in Garfield t-shirts.
Which was a coincidence.
It's not. It's part of my plan to bring Garfield back to the masses.
Was he ever big in America?
He is American.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, but I'm like, bring him back. Also, I think it's his 40th birthday this year. It's his something's birthday.
Happy birthday, Garfield.
I read about it. Yeah. Like, go on. So,
and if you're a millennial, you won't know who the F Garfield is.
No, but this is the Full Coverage Garfield special. And we're just going to be talking about Garfield. I'm sorry. I've derailed us already. It's just because I'm so excited to be back with you, my love.
I know. Have you had a lovely time?
I have had a lovely time.
Did you miss me?
Yes, I did. I said it very quickly. Like, yeah. No, I did. No,
as I come back to a house and walk in and promptly follow myself with, can I have a change of clothes? Can I have some Maltesers? Did you bring any English chocolate back with you?
That's what
I'm
like
the child you never asked for.
Or wanted. But no, that's what I missed. Because even when I had to go to nice things in England, which I did go to nice things and it was lovely, but I had to go to them without you and it made me sad and awkward and uncomfortable.
I know, same here. I've done a lot on my own.
I went to a very fancy Caroline Hirons Space NK dinner to celebrate the launch of her box.
Yeah.
It was lovely. And the poor two ladies that had to sit with me at dinner, they didn't know what to do with themselves.
I bet they didn't.
I felt quite bad for ruining their evening by talking nonsense.
Well, I'm sure you were enriching in every sense of the word.
If they only cared about professional wrestling.
If they did.
But yeah, that's what happens when I'm freed from my Harry... I was going to say my Harry shackles. That sounds terrible.
I was going to say, steady now. ball and chain.
But no, I shouldn't be released into the wild without you.
No.
I'm dead excited. We've got a guest on today.
And it's a guest of one of our favourite skincare brands, Lindsay.
I felt like I got a bit fangirly and weird, but I think it went okay by the end.
I think it did. Yeah, we got there.
Yeah, so we've got Noella Gabriel from Elemis, the president, co-founder, queen, if you will, of Elemis.
Yeah.
So very excited to come to that later.
New news.
Some new news. Some chats from you on the new Hourglass mascara.
Got it on right now.
Ooh.
I would say I am mostly positive.
Okay.
I feel like it's definitely difficult eyes approved. Very happy about that. It doesn't even claim to be a long wear mascara. This is the Hourglass Caution mascara, which has had a lot of hype. Beautiful packaging. I would say the brush is more like a fiber bristle brush, kind of like a fir tree shape, which I learned from Nadine Baggett. I like that description of it being fir tree shaped. Yeah. Thank you for that, Nadine. Really, really lovely formula. I feel like it's very good in that it doesn't start super, super wet. So I think a lot of people will like that. How, you know, me and Lindsay often talk about peak performance mascaras, things like that. This definitely kind of starts good.
Yeah.
Everything I like about it, my only criticism is it doesn't really hold a curl. So I feel like I curl my lashes quite a lot to kind of like make up for the fact I know they'll droop a little bit. The mascara looks great, totally difficult eyes approved. It's not even a waterproof mascara and it doesn't run, it doesn't kind of make any flakiness under your eye. Really does stay put very well.
That's amazing.
And this will give you, as they've kind of shown in the press release, lots of volume, not so much length. I would say it's more volume, intense volume, not exactly going to hold a curl, but I think a lot of people love this mascara.
Yeah, that's good to know. I was curious when I saw the packaging because it looks quite big.
Yeah, I would say it's the same as most mascara. I don't feel like it's not like a Benefit Bad Gal lash or something.
But the actual packaging itself, it seemed quite bulky. Was that make it difficult to use it all? Did that, because if you didn't bother you,
satisfyingly heavy.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, it is expensive.
It is.
You might want some heft.
Yeah, I would say it's a hefty, there's a bit of girth, but I'm okay with that.
Anyway.
She is back.
Wait, nudge, nudge. Yeah, I was just looking because it is not a cheap mascara.
No.
It is a $30 mascara. How much was it in England? It was more. It's about, see, the problem is I think it was about 25 quid in England.
Right.
And it's about $29 here. So again, you've got that slight disparity. Yeah, yeah, that's not ideal. But we've got a mini here for $14 as well.
Oh, we have a mini Portia mascara.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Oh, and actually, yeah, shout out to the Facebook group.
Whoop, whoop.
There's also a mini available of the translucent powder.
Oh.
When we were talking about the translucent powder and I said, I wish there was a bloody mini.
Oh, I'm going to get bloody my hands mini. On that. That is very exciting. Yeah.
So Hourglass going hard on the minis right now and I support that.
Yes, very excited by that.
I think I will end up having to get this mascara because it does look beautiful on you.
I really like it. I love the way it looks. I think, and when I say it kind of doesn't hold a curl, it's not like my lashes have gone completely straight, but I know there are some mascaras that do just like kind of a better job.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily, I've got quite an open curly lash, so if you don't need to curl, it's probably a really good option.
You've got my dream lashes. I feel like your lashes to me look like eyelash extensions and they're not.
I'm batting them at you right now.
I know.
It's like all I've ever wanted.
Dream lashes. I love it.
It's all I've ever wanted.
Well, gel.
That's exciting. Thanks.
What you got,
Kelk? Well, I was going to go from one mascara to another.
Whoa.
I know, bonkers. And I was going to talk about the new NARS mascara.
Oh.
Which I just feel weird saying out loud because
it's
the climax.
Lilies.
I just don't know how I feel about that. NARS have got a new mascara. It's called Climax. Because they've got a blush called Orgasm and loads of other stuff called Orgasm now, actually.
And Deep Throat. Let's not forget Deep Throat.
I forgot about I had. But thanks for now. Now I've remembered. But yeah, the new Climax mascara. I've got to stop saying it. I'm going to read to you what it says on the press release. And it's not, none of us are going to feel good about it afterwards unless this is what you're into. I feel like I've got to do it in a dirty voice. We need the guns back for this because the guns has got a proper
sexy, hot, raspy voice.
Yeah, it's like, reach your climax with an explosive volume building mascara. Lash Moisture Complex in NARS Climax.
They've used the word moisture in the word climax in the same sentence.
And they've used climax twice already. Allows for a whipped, creamy formula that lifts and builds without clumping or smudging. Lashes feel soft, never heavy or stiff. The exclusive full body brush has ribbed bristles that capture each coat for each lash for an instant intense effect. Blackened pigments are smoothly wrapped from root to tip for colour and bold dimension. So, yeah.
That's intense.
Trying to see all the dirty words or words that could be dirty in it. We've got climax, we've got moisture, we've got whipped, we've got stiff. We got ribbed. They got ribbed in there.
Managed to get ribbed.
This mascara is ribbed for her pleasure. This is very exciting. And 100% so instant visible base to tip curl. They're taking the piss.
There is something in that I respect, though. I'm like, if you're doing it, you're going all the way.
You're going
no
hard.
Pun intended. That's
going hard.
They are going for it and unapologetically.
Yeah,
so.
And we haven't tried it.
No, I haven't.
Clearly, I'm going to because.
Clearly, I want one that's on the tip.
It's ribbed for her pleasure. Yeah, and the tube is also ribbed for her pleasure. It's a really bold red tube that's sharp. It's a very interesting, bold, and different looking tube, which I've never seen before. It's like a red lacquer shenanigans. It's $24, which is not that bad.
No.
Cheaper than the Hourglass. Who knows? We can't compare because we haven't tried it yet, but we will let you know. Again, there was big old fancy influencer trip to support it, which I'm really surprised at. I really thought we'd seen the end of that, but there's been a bunch of them this week. Mm. That sort of did put me off a little bit. Because just send out the mascara. You don't need to take people to Ibiza to show them a mascara. But maybe you did. Maybe you did. They took people to Vegas for the Orgasm collection.
True. They did actually. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I guess that's the thing NARS are doing now, which makes me a bit sad. But I'm interested because I really didn't like the Audacious mascara. I didn't get on with it.
I never tried Audacious mascara, you know.
I just didn't get on with it.
And that's the one that I haven't tried from recent launches.
It's the one thing from NARS, a little bit like the Charlotte Tilbury, that I feel like I've never especially gotten on with.
Yeah.
I've never found it as bad as the Charlotte Tilbury's, which I quite frankly, honestly think are some of the worst mascaras on the market. market. Yeah, for the price. I love everything else you do, Charlotte. But with NARS, I've never really had a winner. So I'm intrigued to try it. I definitely will. If only to make all the dirty porno jokes.
Yeah.
They're begging for that. Mm. They are begging for that. So yeah, let us know if you've tried it. We're curious to know, but we'll definitely have a review for you next episode. What else have we got to talk about today? Ooh, just a quick one that I wanted to mention because I talked about it last week and I finally had a go. The Too Faced 20th Anniversary Collection.
Yes, what did you think?
The palette is awesome.
Okay.
I feel like it's a bit overpriced.
Okay.
It's $59 here and I think 35 maybe in England or 40 in England.
Okay.
It's a lot. Yeah. And I don't feel like it's a palette you're going to get as much use out of as you think. It's very glittery and exciting. And it's massive.
Right.
It's actually massive. It's a super, super fun thing to have.
Not for tour.
But it's not for tour. I'll tell you what, it's not. It's not for tour.
Not for tour.
You wouldn't be able to travel with it because it's so huge. And then the pans aren't really that big. So it's kind of like, I'm not quite sure why it's so massive.
Yeah.
And why it's $60. If it had been $45, I would have bought it. I would have bought it. But yeah. At $59, I was like, I can't, Nana can't do it. We'll still see if I cave because yeah. I've only had a play a couple of times and I was like, eh. The lipsticks, on the other hand, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love a glitter. We all know Nana loves some glitter. They are so packed full of glitter. They are so fun. And there's every colour and they're just so, 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 so lovely and fun. Mm. And I'm definitely going to end up getting a couple of those. I did manage to do the I'm going to walk away and see how I feel. But I think how I'm going to feel is I want them.
Fair enough. That's a very wise way to tackle.
I'm growing as a person.
A purchase situation.
Yeah, I'm trying. Oh, speaking of exciting press trips that have occurred that we weren't on.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Well, you're just all sexy.
I'm a whole lot of sexy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a new launch from Benefit. We all know Benefit are quite well known for their brow products.
They are these days.
And they're bringing out a Brow Contour Pro clicky pen, I'm going to call
clicky
it.
Clicky pen.
Clicky pen. So think back to the 90s style biro, multicolored biros stored
like
in one pen. Very similar to the
Clarins
4-in-1 pen, which I do love, but that is kind of eyeliners and a lip pencil, I believe. This is just for brows. So you can get 5 different color variations. So again, you can tailor it to your brows, color tone, color palette. And I guess the idea is that you can kind of almost ombre your brow with it. You know, you can kind of start lighter in certain areas, add more depth, perhaps to your arch. You can kind of tailor your brow to how you would like it to look. It's $34. Haven't tried it. I'm interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
Don't know if I'll buy it, but I'm interested.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's a big investment price-wise. And I think in the UK, the price is not in your favour. I think it ends up working out a little bit more expensive in the UK.
Right.
And I think even at $35, that feels like a lot to me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, to all intents and purposes, it's a lighter pencil, a darker pencil, a concealer and a highlighter.
Yeah.
And I already own all those things.
Yes.
And I do understand why they've put it in one pencil. It's very gimmicky and fun. And it's do you know what? Great for tour.
Great for traveling.
But I just, it does feel like a bit more gimmicky than I would like. Mm. I don't think it adds anything to what they already have.
Yes. I feel like you said, I think most people are already going to have these products anyway. I think if you're someone who's really into your brows and you do like to use multiple colours to create definition, then this might be a really good option for you just to kind of as a space saver in your makeup bag.
Yeah. Do you know what I do love from Benefit?
What do you love?
I don't think anything's made me as happy as this in the entire world.
The Hello.
It is the Hello Foundation. Is there you the foundation I've been looking for?
One sec while I put a Malteser in my gob.
She's just eating a Malteser. Don't mind her. It is the Hello Happy Foundation, but it's the mini.
What?
Have you seen the mini?
Shut the front door.
It's the most adorable.
Same packaging.
Yeah, but it's like yay big.
That's cute.
And by yay big, I mean like the size of a large stamp.
Cute.
But it's so cute. And I think it's like $10. It doesn't end up being like, it's not one of those things where you get shafted because it's smaller, they charge you so much more. I think it does end up being marginally dearer than it would for a full size. But then actually you've got to think the packaging would still be more, whatever, blah, 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 blah. It made me so happy. It's so little. I just quite badly wanted, do you know, not many things lead me to the desire to shoplift. what with me never having been a shoplifter.
No.
But it really made me want to like try and put as many as I could in my pockets and run out the door screaming.
Interesting.
Something about it just made me want to covet every single one of them.
Coveting, good. Shoplifting, no.
Yeah, we don't recommend shoplifting.
No, we don't.
I'm just saying
that
what you've done there, benefit, is encourage it by being adorable.
Yeah.
It's so tiny.
That
it's
sounds
so
really
dinky.
Cute. I do. I mean, we've talked about this before. I love a miniature.
Yeah.
I can convince myself I need anything if I see it in a miniature.
I can't wait. I'm going to take you to Sephora to see them. It's like going to a pet shop and being like, look at these puppies. But like, it's a miniature foundation.
To be fair, I haven't been to do a miniature shop for a while, so that could be dangerous.
All right, that's the thing that's happening.
Okay, done.
And then there's one more thing I wanted to talk about in new news. New news.
New news.
New news. Is another thing I'm really excited about. So would you, Adam and Eve, the autumn and winter launches have already started coming out?
Well, even the C word has been dropped a few times. I mean, and by that, I mean Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say the other one's been dropped constantly because you've been with me. But yeah.
Christmas. People already talk about that. And we feel quite strongly about this. We're trying to not embrace that because we feel it's too early.
No one loves Christmas like we do.
Oh, and believe me, I love it.
But it's too soon.
It's too soon.
It's too soon.
I've got something to look forward to, Kelk.
Exactly. What it's not too soon for are these Marc Jacobs ! Mega gel powder eyeshadows.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Omega, but oh, mega. So there's just nothing I don't love about it. It's a pun. So $29 an individual eyeshadow. And there's a mix of shimmers and mattes. The thing that they're doing with this that's supposed to be exciting is that they're massive. Which is the opposite of what I've just said, and the minis, which I think is a bit weird because they're like, it's double the size of a regular pan. How exciting. But then I think I'm never going to finish it ever in a million years.
I mean, this looks like when Makeup Forever first came out. I remember all their eyeshadows were this kind of size. Yeah, in fact, I feel they like may even still be. I'm
once
not sure.
Upon a time, singles did used to
be
large.
Yeah, singles did used to be this large.
When you used to
like
get singles.
Yeah.
And I do think that's funny that people are now trying to shy away from palettes and go back to singles.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have got palette fatigue. I will say these are gorgeous.
Have you had a play, Kel?
Yeah, they are.
It's very pretty.
There's
very
at
nice.
Least three of them that are 100% coming home with me.
And I'm presuming, is it the kind of texture it almost feels like a bit creamy and wet and then it dries down completely? And
it's stunning.
Yeah.
And it's one very pass. Nice. It's so full coverage, gorgeous, full coverage.
I love the tones. The
I
tones
love it
are beautiful.
So much. Yeah, it's so pretty. And it's not a massively, it's not an overextended collection. It's quite well edited. It's all very wearable. I think it's just absolutely stunningly beautiful. This is such a win from Marc Jacobs. There's also been, they've added some shades to the highliner, the gel highliner pencils.
I love that,
that
formula.
Are glitter shades, which I'm very excited about as well for non-summer end of year seasonal opportunities. I'm not using the word. but they're all, I'm very excited about those too. But these powder shadows just feel right up my roo. They are right up my roo. So I'm excited about those. I'm really worried about how much stuff I'm going to start buying soon.
You've been on a good run of not buying, which makes I'm kind of nervous for you because I know that this there'll be like a binge.
Yeah, I didn't really buy anything when I was in England, which is so weird. I restocked my L'Oreal Lash Paradise, and that was
and one for me,
it.
Yeah,
and one for you. Oh, I got you the waterproof one.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Good, thank goodness.
She's good to me
because now I'm like, wait, that's what you wanted.
Because I think that was one of my favourite new discoveries.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm into it.
It's a good one. Brilliant.
I'm into it.
We've got something very exciting next.
We have an interview. We have a guest.
We have a guest.
We do. One of our best behaviour from now. Starting from now.
So, yes, we have our guest. This is very exciting. We have talked till we were literally blue in the face about how much we love Elemis.
Yeah.
One of the finest skincare brands on the market, as far as I'm concerned.
Dave's favourite foot cream. No, not
Dave's favourite. Oh, God. Dave, it's not for your feet.
Dave.
But Dave, it's not
put
for you
at
all.
Put it down, Damien.
Oh, Dave. but yeah, my love of Elemis is long documented.
Yes.
And we've talked about it endlessly.
We've given
here.
Them a lot of love on this podcast because they are firm favourites with both of us. Pro Collagen Marine Cream, Holy Grail.
Holy
Grail.
Holy Grail. And it's always lovely because we do get, I would say of the messages we get quite a lot about that. And and I have had a lot of people say, oh, I did try it and I actually found it changed my skin, which is amazing. So that made me really happy, which made me even happier when we were contacted to ask if we would like to have a sit down chat with Noella Gabriel from LMS, co-founder,
which we jumped at the chance.
Yeah, and President Gabriel.
Hashtag girl ring boss. To
it. I like it. Oh my God. Yeah. Hashtag
ultimate
queen.
Girl boss. Queen.
Hashtag queen. Yes. So we are now going to, without further ado, we're going to share that chat now. Very excited to be here today. We've got a very special guest. Noella Gabriel from LMS.
So lovely to have you here, Noella. Thank you for spending some time with us in LA.
Oh my goodness, and the sun is shining. It's fantastic.
The sun is shining. We've got Beatles following us. So all kind of crazy things are going to happen during this podcast.
I think that's a good sign. I'm going to choose to believe that in some culture, it's a really good sign to get followed by Beatles.
Oh, well, they're part of the whole ecosystem, aren't they? So as long as they stay on the plants and not on us, I'm very happy.
Maybe they're just really curious about excellent skincare.
I think. Well, we are. And we have quite a few questions we'd like to ask.
Well, I hope so.
It's always a good start to an interview, isn't it? No, I mean, we've both been, get it out of the way before we start, get the fangirling over.
Yeah, I was going to say. We've
been huge LMS fans for such a long time. LMS was actually, when I started blogging 11 years ago, LMS was one of the first brands that was prepared to acknowledge blogging as a thing.
Yeah,
which was incredible and was so supportive of me back then. And you guys have been so supportive of us as full coverage. And I just think it's a brand that we've been working with and followed for such a long time. We're so excited to actually sit down and ask you some questions about it.
It's delighted, ladies. It's a pleasure. You remember, you have helped to build this brand over the years, I'm delighted.
I don't think we can take that much credit.
I might just start crying. Where's the beetle? I'm actually crying because of the beetle. Anyway, we're just going to jump right in before we take up your entire day by telling you how great you are. Although that's always nice. But really, just want to know how you got started. How did your interest in skincare begin? Where did it come from?
Well, I, at a very early age, I opened a health shop in a small town in West Cork, which was with my sister, which was called Acorn. So I was always very interested in what made the body tick. And I'm a singer as well, so I was into breathing and breath. I'm a classical singer. So I think that combination always got me to understand that the skin really was far more than just what we saw in the mirror, and that everything, our lifestyle choices daily, mirrored on our skin tomorrow. And that really was that curiosity around that, I think, was one of the key drivers. But then I got an opportunity to look at, with this lady, to look at a range, and she had an idea, and I was in Harvey Nichols at the time. And I was, you know, I wasn't young, but I was ambitious, and I just wanted to get my teeth into something that I could live that philosophy. And they gave me a blank sheet to do what I wanted with my creativity. So, you know, it's these opportunities don't come by very, very well, very often. And hence, that was the birth of LMS. So 28 years ago, I took a gamble on something that really hadn't launched. And I keep telling young girls today, you know, take a gamble. You know, don't look for the whole pathway to be paved out, because actually that's not very interesting. And if you're creative and you know you have deep down the creative ability, I think, well, you know, this is an amazing opportunity. So here we are 28 years later, and LMS is going from strength to strength.
That's amazing.
It really is. I mean, and I like that. Fortune favours the brave. I always think you've got to put yourself out there, and, you know, nothing's going to come if you sit there and kind of hope for something. You've got to go make it happen. So kudos to you for that.
I do just want to clarify, were you working in Harvey Nichols and just like in Harvey
Nichols? No, I was. No. Although like, that would have been okay too, spending my money.
I was in there last week and no one offered me a skincare line. But that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
So from going, obviously, I think nowadays there are so many people trying to make skincare brands. There's a lot of rise of like independent brands as well. What advice would you give to anyone kind of starting out in terms of how did you take LMS from an idea to becoming a reality? What was...
I think you have to have the knowledge as well. You just can't have a good idea. I think I was a beauty therapist and I was an aromatherapist and I was hungry for knowledge. So I have a good understanding of the skin. So I think that lies fundamentally underneath LMS all the time. So everything we launch, everything we design has to support the skin and mimic the skin's function. And I think that, you know, that's a key element. It's not just a gimmick.
Yes.
It's not something with pretty packaging. It's not something with a pretty smell, because to be honest with you, it wouldn't rock my boat. It had to be something that we started with a blank sheet of paper every time, and that we brought something really innovative into the market and pushed the boundaries. And, you know, I do joke, but you did support the brand way back there, because the brand has a lot of stories.
Yeah.
There's a lot of storytelling. You know, it's this beautiful, beautiful brand. It's, you know, it's a global skincare brand now. It's a British skincare brand, which, you know, doesn't really, and to cut it globally, I think, is no mean feat. And one of our, you know, most important markets is to really penetrate the US market, which we're doing phenomenally over the last 3 years. So yeah, it's got to deliver.
Yeah.
It can't just be a promise.
I think the consumer's more aware now as well. Absolutely. Than ever. You know, they know if something is just all based on marketing and packaging. They want products that deliver results.
Yeah, I mean, look at the questions you're asked today.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, they'll ask you, you know, salicylic acid and humic acid and all of these. That knowledge was never there.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I love that curiosity, because then we can tell them what's different and what makes the product different. So, yeah, we welcome that.
I was going to say, is that something that's changed the way you develop the line with consumers being so aware of each individual ingredient now?
Well, we know, of course, we get them involved. So we do a focus group of our consumers, so it's 60 with every product launch, and they're very vocal. and we also listen to them.
Yeah.
So if they feel there's something missing out of the range, we'll develop it for them. So yeah, we're very respectful of that loyal Elemis lady who has helped us bring the brand to where it is today.
Yeah. In terms of when you first started, do you remember the first product you launched with, or was it a mix of products you first launched? Can you remember what was like the
I think
things
you
went live with?
You know, we had the heartbeat of the brand was great aromatics
from
day one, and active ingredients.
Right.
So, you know, the product smelled very different.
Yeah.
You know, there was very little, you must think it's 28 years ago, very little on the market, really, that you'd encourage people to smell the product first before they touch
that's
it.
That's interesting.
You know, because we were in a time where everyone talked about touch.
Yeah.
You know, look at this, oh, you know, that's a nice moisturizer. Whereas I was saying, just smell that. You know, it's we were bringing in the senses. We were encompassing the experience from day one. So it was about getting the brand as a system, you know, your cleanse, tone, great cleanser, great toner, great moisturizer, and it's all about textures. So we talk about Elemis today still having a texture library. So when we would go back to developing, we'd say, well, what texture is missing? You know, is it a gel cream, a balm, an oil, a gel oil? I mean, my goodness, you know, no two products have the same texture. Very few brands can say that today.
So my favourite product, one of my favourite products in the line is the Pro Collagen Marine Cream.
Yes.
That was my entry point into Elemis.
Like
and I assume that's where a lot of people come into the
Absolutely,
brand.
Yeah. I mean, that was a turning point for the brand.
Yeah, I was thinking, can you tell us a little bit about
It was our first stepping stone into serious anti-aging. And we were bold with that, because we were bold enough to bring a new texture into anti-aging, because everybody at that time thought, as one got older, textures should get heavier.
Yeah.
And suddenly we bring this lovely gel cream in, and we start to educate people that actually, you know, that's enough, and you don't have to have a heavy sticky cream, because most of it goes off in the bedclothes overnight anyway. So we took the road of really educating people, and then we put that product in for clinical trials, and that really was a big stake in the ground for Elemis. Here we are, guys, we're now going to compete in serious anti-aging, and we're going to be very bold in this arena as well.
We've seen that product skyrocket. I feel like even since doing the podcast, that's like on our Facebook group, shout out to the Facebook group, everyone is obsessed with.
No matter what size, 100ml, 50ml, 30ml, a tube, a sample, people go crazy.
I caught my husband putting on his feet one day.
Oh my God.
And I screamed. I was like, stop!
it was
like something out of
Has he got great feet? He must have great feet.
But I was like, no, Dave, that's not the point. That is not for your feet.
Dave has got a pro collagen obsession though, hasn't he?
Obsession, but I've had to warn him, like, no, that is mine, back off.
Yeah, we've given Dave some really expensive
it will go on the feet.
Go, Dave, go.
He doesn't appreciate it.
Beautiful skin though, Dave. Beautiful skin.
Skin like an angel.
I totally forgot about she texted me once. I was like, we're in the bathroom and he's just got a paw full of it, and he's
literally
all over
like a mound in his hand, and I was like, you've just used half my time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage
for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Well, believe it or not, that's why we had to put it in male packaging. Because they now have their own one. Absolutely, yeah, their own
one. That one's yours, Dave.
Yeah, the black one, thank you very much.
Oh, that's exactly. So funny. I love how the brand talks a lot about Dave, but it talks about the connection between science and nature.
Is
that something that comes from you, from your
background?
Yeah,
I think led by nature and defined by science. And so it's not just taking lavender, it's taking lavender that's exposed to a lot of sunlight, that has linen acetate, taking the science of that lavender into the lab and really pushing it within a serious formulation. So really pushing naturals to perform, because they are back, but they must deliver. That's the difference. You know, even our superfood range, you know, again, very different. It's not just kale, but it's the science of the kale. It's the chlorophyll. It's the selenium. It's all of those powerful antioxidants, all those nutrients, all those minerals that you're putting on the skin. You know, it's really just educating people just one step more. We like to just say, yes, it's kale and broccoli, but let's look at the quinoa. Let's look at the chia seeds. Yeah. Let's look at all those other ingredients that bring powerful packed punch nutrients to your skin. So,
it seems as well that there's a lot of pressure as well now on ingredients having to not only work well together but to always enhance each other. So, you know, if you're having one ingredient, why are you putting another one in with it, and how is that making another ingredient work harder, I guess?
Yeah, well, that's why I always say Elemis is about serious formulation, because it's every drop of every ingredient that makes a difference. We call it, what is the sum is greater than the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the whole point for good formulation. So for us, it's not really about shouting about just that seaweed.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the great formulation to have that one action on the skin. So, yeah, you're very right. And that's the interesting thing about product development, really.
Yeah. I bet that's so fun being in a lab. I think that's something I would love.
It's like putting different recipes together.
Yeah, it is. It's like being...
I think it's so interesting. So we're seeing more and more brands come out with individual ingredient products. We're seeing this as a huge trend. Yeah. Like, this is your vitamin C, and then this is your acid, and then this is your... And people, I feel like... We get so overwhelmed by not knowing how to combine it. And then the absolute other end of the market is the huge increase in natural, she says with inverted commas, and clean products.
Yeah.
But I feel like the education isn't really there for either of them.
Absolutely.
I know so many people, again, we get this in the Facebook group, where people are so overwhelmed by the brands that come out with individual ingredient products, but then there are so many people that are like, oh, I want to go clean, I want to go clean, but they don't know what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's very important for a brand to have integrity. And I think that's what Elemis does have. I think every formulation, we try and make it cleaner. We look at what's available in the market and we'll develop it accordingly. But ultimately, it's got to perform.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no point in saying it's got crushed carrot. But, you know, and I'm paying for crushed carrot, but you pay £80 for it and it doesn't deliver. So I think there's a fine line there, and I think you just have to be really honest with your consumer. But they're very savvy on this now. You know, I think we've gone through the whole biodegradable, green, clean, natural. Oh my goodness, I lived all those years with natural. But, you know, it's about... What do you put it into is even more important. You might have phenomenal grapeseed oil, or you might have phenomenal seaweed, but actually, what do you actually put it into? So if you put it into gunge, then you can have all the best seaweed in the world, you know? So that's a whole education for the consumer. But we try, bite size, we deliver little pieces of magic all the time to just make this consumer a little bit more aware so she can ask the right questions.
Well, and I think trends are just that. They're trends to an extent. You know, people can pick and choose what they're into at any given time. But I also think you highlighted earlier when you said, you know, cleanse, tone, moisturise. Yeah. I grew up in the generation of my mum, probably like 12, 13, saying, you know, just cleanse, tone, moisturise, keep it simple.
Yeah.
And now, you know, as I got older, she would say, you know, and maybe add in this or try this. And I think people still want something that's simple as well, you know, that they can kind of look at and know, okay, my skin is this, it probably needs that. But it's not too overly complicated.
It's gone more sophisticated, that's for sure. I mean, you have wash-offs, you have balms, you have milks, you have oils, you know, our Omega Rich oil, you know. I mean, it'll take off makeup or it'll give you a great cleanse as well. It'll change the milk. I mean, they have, my goodness, scientific-wise, they've evolved. But there is the basic step to great skincare is a great cleanse. There is no doubt about that. And, you know, remember, trends push things as well. And that'll bring me to my peptide range here on my left here, our 24/7 range, which when Elemis launched, we launched the lifestyle concept. And that was a big concept. You know, we were saying that, you know, Liz, whatever lifestyle choices you make today, when you look in the mirror tomorrow morning, you're going to see the effect of those lights. And that's pretty scary when you think about it. You know,
it is. And
we all
I
have
get,
our vices in life,
is.
And so do I. Yeah. You know, your glass of wine, whatever that may be, your cup of coffee, whatever that may be. But there is, you know, we have to live today in that headspace. You know, we all know the effect of modern day living. We all know the effect of that stress level. So then we decided that we would target that circadian rhythm in the skin, which you have, which is your body clock. Remember, longer we used to always write about your skin clock and your body clock, and it's very simple. And when that goes out of sync, then your skin cell is paying a price because the skin is the largest organ and it doesn't hold all the pieces there together. It's got a serious function. So we're all the time trying to educate the woman, you know, maybe not, don't have that glass of wine today, just now. Don't have that cup of coffee just now. You can have it later, but just break the pattern of that daily cycle. And it's not to become squeaky clean and pure, because I have my vices too, ladies. Don't we all?
So I think this interview's over.
And so do I. But I think it is about educating the consumer in a very simple language about that. Actually, do you know what? She can really make a difference.
Yeah.
That the power is still in that woman's hands to make a difference.
Yeah.
Because the skin is alive and it's breathing and it's never too late.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really, really good point to make.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit more about the new range.
Yeah, the Peptide 24/7 is designed to target your circadian rhythm, which if you're stressed or if you're not sleeping your 8 hours,
and jet lag.
We have all the reports in the world to show that we're all not, you know, we're all sleeping less, we're all running faster, and that's a fact of life. And the mature millennial coming up, like yourself, young ladies over there, I'm well gone from a mature millennial.
I missed millennial by 2 years, and I'm fine with it.
I missed it about 22 years, but we won't go there. It consists right now of three products, and we have and we have our Peptide Night Recovery Cream to Oil. That's clever. Goes on as a cream, changes in texture into a beautiful light oil. Even if you put it on water, you'd hardly see it. And why we're doing that is the cream treats the topical appearance, and then you leave the oil on overnight, so when the skin warms gently at night, the oil seeps in. So when you wake in the morning, even though you may only have got 6 hours sleep, your skin looks bright and radiant and fresh and rested, you know? So that's really important. So it's really filling a need here. I love this. I mean, the Peptide 1000 Flower Mask is just exquisite. And this is really bringing a lovely new texture into masks, because it's a mousse texture.
Oh, wow.
And
I
it comes, and
really
that texture, this is just gorgeous. And you can have fun with this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and easy to take off, actually.
Yeah.
Just put a little bit on the back of your hand.
I
just
love a cream mask.
Oh, I didn't expect
and
it.
That.
You guys, it's black. This is so exciting. Yes.
Look at the color of that, because it's got Nordic peat and Brazilian clay, black clay. So there's the color. Now, as you, and the more you rub it and you dry, you can actually roll it off the skin as well. It can exfoliate as well. It's got three acids in there. Salicylic acid, it's got humic acid, and got fulvic acid. And they all nibble away the little dry skin cells. But you can put that on. You can put it on the T-zone. You can put it all over the face. Leave it dry, very unlike your old mask where it dries hard. Dries lovely. And then if you just roll it with your fingertips, you can gently exfoliate as well. So it's that double purpose. Isn't that just beautiful?
It's really lovely.
And if you smell, it's got the lovely midnight stock in there, and our Peptide 4 is targeting that circadian rhythm so that the skin looks rested, rejuvenated, refined and exfoliated. So we're very excited about that. I love the eye product as well. I'm going to let you have a little texture on these. So now these are a beautiful little complex of cold press oils. Very light around your eye area, so it won't overload your eye area. Great for dark circles.
I've got a good question, actually, eye-related. Where is exactly should we be putting eye cream? Because that is the one question I get asked the most.
Follow where your top of your cheekbone is there. You can feel a bit there. Just apply above that. don't go near the eyelid, because naturally products move towards the eye anyway. So I just ply there, and as it warms, it will seep in as far. But not if you go right near the eye, then overnight it'll kind of blur your eyes in the morning. Just go on the cheek, just above the cheekbone.
Yeah.
And I do a little bit of piano movement. You know, you don't have to be a musician. Because you know why? It'll bring the microcirculation into the eye, and that's what flushes out the eye. Takes away puffiness, dark circles, nice little tip.
And you do the brow bone.
And I do, yeah, just up above, just a tiny little path across the dry bubble. But most of your support and stimulation comes on the lower part of the eye. Don't be heavy with your eyes. The skin there is very, very, very fine. The finest part. In fact, the next area in your body is the back of your hand, where you have the same fine. You have no muscle there whatsoever, only bone, and the same around your eye. So keep it light. Keep movement is very important. So how you apply it is really important. That's why hot and cold is so important as well. A little piano, keep it moving. And you can apply a couple of times throughout the day because it's so light. And it's got that lovely Perilla oil in there. Avicenna oil. It's got the peptide 4. Lovely cold press oils, but really light in texture. Very effective.
What would you say has been the biggest challenge since you've started Elemis? Do you feel like there's been anything you've had to sort of overcome massively within working in the skincare industry, especially with the changes?
Yeah, I think oil on oil is a big challenge. Yeah. We've kind of got the client there now, but it has taken 15, 16 years. Yeah. People with oily skin run away from oil.
When
actually they should put oil on. Because it stabilizes the skin and it rests the skin. People love to scrub a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we love a good old scrub. And I kind of think, as you get older, remember all extremes age the skin. So don't be extreme if you can. Okay.
Good tip.
Yeah, just very simple. So it's just like a little golden rule: not too cold water, not too hot. Don't be too heavy-handed. Go gently. You know. And then you have a little golden rule that works for you as you go along. You know that because it's extreme will age the skin. Extreme heat, extreme aircon, and we know all these guys. We write about it every day. But see, they're the kind of little things. And there's no miracles.
Yeah.
But there is if you have a system. A routine, simple, daily routine. I could still line 10 women up there and you could pick out the women who take care of their skin.
Yeah.
So it does. You know, it will take 10 years off you if you've got a good routine, simple home care routine.
Outside of home care routines, I think something a lot of our listeners probably don't know as much about is Elemis Spas and your spa presence. So can you talk to us a little about how that started?
Yeah, I think that the spa was our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we learned all the strength of the brand and we put the brand into full flow. So now, actually, that's the bolster. That's our conversion. People go to a spa, they have an amazing treatment, but then they want to pop into a retail arena and get topped up, or they want to go online and want to buy their product and they want it to be informed. So the spa will always run underneath the brand as this, you know, where you can see the brand in its decadence. But I think where our strongest delivery now today is in retail, where a woman will come and give us 15 minutes of her time, where they are time poor. Remember, we don't have time now to go 3 or 4 hours to a spa. But we would have time to give 15 minutes to a great consultant who's knowledgeable on the brand, who's educated, and who really wants to spend time with you. That's the future for me. And that that's very exciting.
And I just have one more question. Is there a product that you remember that makes you really nostalgic for how you fell in love with skincare?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, Elemis, when I think back, I mean, we had our beautiful Skin Nourishing Milk Bath. People still talk about it today. You know, you open the bottle and it's like baby skin. It's just really a beautiful product. It's lived the whole 30 years with us. It's still number one. The Pro Collagen has to be, a moment of turning. Frangipani, like decadence. You know, I kind of look at Elemis as we've brought decadence into skincare and we brought an experience. Yeah. So it's not just about, no pain without, no gain without pain. You can actually get results and enjoy it as well. And I think that's the key learning. Yeah.
Yeah.
lovely. I think that's all of our questions. I mean, I have many yeah, millions more questions.
Day,
we just sit here and ask you about every individual product in
the line. Love this pink microphone, by the way. I'm out of falling in love big time.
I'd like to tell you could take it, but you can't. Harry's going to need it to record later.
Everyone has a Mariah moment with us. It's okay.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, if you want to bust out some karaoke later, I'm just saying we could do that this evening. We know all the good places.
Oh, don't even go there. It doesn't take much.
I see a plan coming together.
Yeah, part two.
But yeah, we just want to say thank you so much. You can tell we've been such huge fans of the brand
you,
for
Liz
so long.
Thank you.
We're really, really excited to see where
lovely
we go from
to
here.
See you ladies. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Not at all. Pleasure.
Oh my God, it's time. I don't even know how. I don't feel like I can ever do this again after.
Well, I've got a bone to pick with Emma Guns because she did it so well. I'm getting a bit competitive now. Should I Whitney her? I feel like she Mariah'd it. Should I try and Whitney her?
I didn't know where to put myself. I came over a bit unnecessary.
Well,
it's
I'm a bit unsure now. I'm like, do I go for it? Or do I play it cool and be like, yeah, highlight of the week?
it's like,
I'm bothered.
Yeah, whatever. We don't know. I'm bothered though. I'm bothered though. It was pretty impressive. I'd say we just like go traditional and
let's
then
keep
go
it old
from there.
School.
Let's keep it old school. That's what we are.
That's
we're OG.
We are.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, OG.
Do you know what I mean?
What is OG again?
Original gangster.
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe.
I'm so not cool.
She says go to Urban Dictionary because she's 37.
Is Urban Dictionary actually a thing then as well?
Yeah.
Is it?
Did you not know that Urban Dictionary?
There's actually an Urban Dictionary.
Okay, well, now I don't feel so sad because, like, yeah.
Wait, so you can actually Google on your phone Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Who
there
knew?
Is an Urban Dictionary.
Oh, my goodness. This is a
original
life...
gangster.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Well, let's OG
Although
it.
Although people these days use OG as a quicker way of saying original. But it is an old school gangster.
Oh, I'm showing me age, Carol.
I'm older than you. I'm
know,
5 years older
yes,
than you.
Yes, but I'm like... I'm an old person trapped inside a young person's body.
Oh, and trapped inside a Garfield t-shirt.
Let's get on with it. Come
Let's
on.
Let's get on with it. 1, 2, 3.
Highlight of the week.
Beautiful.
There we go.
OG.
Oh, yeah.
OG, mother. What's your highlight?
My highlight of the week, Lindsay, is a fragrance this week. Ooh. I am still loving my Glossier You. There's lots of fragrances that I love, but a new one that I discovered recently. I actually went to the event for this brand. It's called, I think it's pronounced Malin and Goetz. Oh, Goetz.
I believe.
It's Goetz. Okay.
I don't think it's Goetz.
No, I heard someone say goats recently, and I was like, I'm going to take that because I can pronounce it.
Yeah, I love
but goats. Sounds
Maybe it
a
is
bit
goats.
More.
I might be wrong. It's Swedish, isn't it?
Well,
so
I've been trying
knows?
A lot of the stuff from their brand. Love their enzymatic. The mask is beautiful, but the one that really, really has got me all kinds of goodness is the... I feel a bit naughty saying
got
this
you going.
Word. I feel a bit naughty saying this word. It's a fragrance, and it's cannabis fragrance. Hashtag don't tell my mum.
Hashtag it's legal in America.
Hashtag legal. Yes, it is. And this is a weird one to talk about, isn't it? Because I'm like, there'll be some people who've never smelt cannabis.
Well, but it doesn't smell like
No,
what
it doesn't
you think.
Smell like a disgusting...
No, when I was having a lovely Sunday stroll down Whitechapel High Street the other week and was like, sweet Mary, Mother of God.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
And I used to live
it
in Venice,
like
so I smelt the real deal on a regular basis from other participants, I hasten to add. But yes, this smells like just a really beautiful, slightly floral. There's like sandalwood in it. There's bergamot. There's kind of like earthy woods in it and floral notes.
Yeah.
But it feels incredibly sophisticated, a little bit masculine and cologne-y, which
love
I
it.
Really love. I'm
yeah,
always
love
drawn
that.
To more like slightly masculine scents. Very chic. I think if you like Le Labo scents and things like that, this definitely has a nod towards that kind of style. And it's just beautiful. And when I find a fragrance I like, I get so excited. Yeah. I feel like it's, especially like if I've been on the same one for a while, it feels quite exciting to kind of change it up a little bit. So I'm really into that.
Oh, that's
my highlight. What's
I
yours?
I really love their, I recently got a little rollerball of their synthesized musk. I was like, oh, that's going to be rancid. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful
it's quite powdery
scents.
And pretty.
They're very unique. I think all their scents they do one that's like a leather scent, which is stunning.
Oh,
like,
I love
just
that.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Really recommend checking out their
we
fragrances.
We love you guys.
Yeah. And their skincare's great too.
Yeah, it's all good. And it's just dead classy and like sophisticated.
Yeah, very minimal chic.
Minimal chic.
What's yours, Kel?
My highlight is convenient, given who we had on as a guest. although not related, just convenient, because this I lived and died by when I was, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I was on tour.
Were you on tour?
I was on tour. I had a book out. I was on tour.
Oh, how interesting.
But yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep on the tour, it turns out. And so I got my mitts on the Pro Collagen Marine Mask from Elemis. So we know I love the Pro Collagen Marine Cream. I'm not shy about that.
No.
And this actually has been out before. They've renamed it. It was the Pro Collagen Quartz Lift Mask. And I can't remember if I tried it when it was called that or not, but I feel like not, because I would have known. It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's not super dissimilar to the Pro Collagen Marine Cream, but it's a heavier, firmer texture, but it still melts into the skin. Ooh. You know, the Marine Cream's kind of a gel cream. This feels much more like a traditional cream,
right?
But it's in the most gorgeous pump dispenser, so it's all airtight.
Nice.
It's kept brilliant for traveling because it's not fanning around with the jar, you're not messing around with a squeezy tube. It's in this really cool pump dispenser. You get exactly the right amount you need. It's got argan tree oil in it. That's exciting, isn't it? So got the precious mineral quartz.
Nice.
Love a bit of quartz. And of course, it's got the marine extract that is from the Pro Collagen Marine Cream, which is all full of good stuff.
Yeah.
It's honestly, I was just like, oh, okay, whatever. Just like a mask version of the cream. And then I put it on the first time I used it. My skin was just so tired and pathetic and full of red wine and no sleep. And when I tissued it off, it was just like, oh.
Hello.
I look healthy again.
Yeah.
And then I slept in it a couple of times. You can use it as a sleep mask because it sinks in very, very quickly.
I like sleeping in masks, especially if it's like a moisture or hydrating one.
Yeah.
I think they're always
good. And this is just so good. It's like my skin just looked brighter. It was more hydrated. It felt a bit bouncier. There's a bit more lift to it. I've gone right off sheet masks because I haven't got the time to fanny around laying around in a sheet mask.
I've missed hearing someone say fanny around. I feel like that's a great phase.
That's the gift that I've come to
give
you.
I can tell you've been in England for a little while, actually. You've brought back quite a lot of Britishness back with you.
Fannying around.
Stop fannying around.
Wanging on about sheet masks. there's something about that wet, tissuey thing that I don't care for, where I love a cream mask, especially one that I can sleep in.
Yeah.
And it absorbs quite quickly, so it's not all over your face and you don't wake up with it all over the pillow.
So I
honestly really, really loved it, and I've just burning through it. I mean, it will last you a lot longer if you're only using it as an occasional mask. If you're using it every day to recover from the effects of too much red wine and no sleep, you're going to get through it a little bit faster. But it's gone right on my list of Elemis must-haves, along with the Pro Collagen Marine Cream, the cleansing balm, the papaya enzyme mask, and the Pro Collagen Marine Cream mask.
Eye masks, I love. I use it as my favorite all the time.
So good.
They're like one of my favorite eye masks.
Those little eye gels.
So good. Pop them in the fridge. Jobs are good.
Jobs are good. Tell us about the joint highlight, Harriet.
Oh, to have my hands on this has brought a lot of joy.
That's what I live to do.
Old soul in a young body.
In a Garfield t-shirt.
In my Garfield t-shirt. this week's highlight is the MAC, Terry Barber for MAC. This is the limited edition eye palette. Celebrating 25 years of the legend that is Terry Barber and all that he's done in the makeup world. I have followed his career from pretty much when I first knew I wanted to be in makeup. I've always loved what he's done. He's just done some beautiful work with kind of definitely sort of the supers, but he's also worked with people like Dita Von Teese. His work is a very signature style. I love what he does on Instagram, where he'll kind of show quite literal inspirations from textures or toast.
He did a bin bag the other week.
And then uses the color palettes or the textures and mimics it within makeup. Brilliant, brilliant person and brilliant artist. And his palette is just all kinds of good. So, so good, Lindsay. I feel like when we both saw it, we were like, we just knew it was going to be good. And again, I think for me, I always get excited by things that have been done by a makeup artist, perhaps more so than like an influencer, because I feel there's a theory gone into how you wear the products and how you use the products.
Yeah.
And that sense of mix and play
and
as well.
And it feels very genuine and authentic from him. I mean, I feel like this now is the Terry Barber Appreciation Podcast, because we talked about it in New News when it came out. Then Emma and I were banging on about how much we were in love with him last week. And now that we've both had our mitts on the palette, it's like, it's got to be a highlight because it's just so good.
And the mattes are amazing. I feel like mattes are always quite a tricky one to get perfectly right. But the MAC mattes, I always think, are great. They're not too chalky. They don't kind of spill all over the face or leave a little fall down. Really, really beautiful formula. It's kind of a tried and tested, really. Sort of just
a brand that does what it does really, really well. And yeah. I love that they're celebrating Terry as well.
I know, he's such a champ. I love the colour edits. I love the four stories that he's done.
Yes, I love that.
You can use it as the stories or you can use them individually. There's no... That's what I love about Terry. There's no wrong way to do something.
He really is someone who is like, there aren't rules. You know, don't think about it as a right way to do makeup. Just have fun with it and play and mix outside the lines and just, you know, experiment. Yeah. He really encourages that.
And that's what this palette does for us.
Yeah. Yay. Loving it. Well done, Terry, Barbara and Mac.
Yay. And it's back in stock at Selfridges.
Oh, well, get it quick, guys, because it will sell out again. Yeah. I feel
by
like
the
this
time
is...
this publishes, it might be
I know,
out.
I'm really sorry.
And if it is, we've already put in the notes that we're sorry. But as we go to print, as we record.
Hate the game, not the player.
it is in stock. So maybe it'll come back again. So just keep an eye out
Fingers
for it.
Crossed.
But it is absolutely beautiful. We loved it.
Beautiful.
I can't believe we're at the end of the episode already.
Oh, that flew by, didn't it?
Didn't it fly by?
And there's still a few Maltesers left.
That's the most important thing.
Well, I'm just really proud of myself because when you opened that, I was like, well, that's going to last all of 10 seconds.
It felt like an error to open it while we were recording.
Yeah.
But we powered through.
I even asked Lindsay if we could do, like, I don't know if anyone in England remembers that scene where they're in the car and she keeps driving around the roundabout so that they slide down the dashboard.
Down.
I was trying to think if there was a way we could do that while we record.
I thought about trying to train the cats to, like, deliver them to our mouths, but...
Yeah.
They can't be trusted.
No.
They just think it was a fun toy.
We don't even know where they've gone. They're somewhere in it.
They've just knobbed off. It's really, really hot again, if you can almost believe it.
It is, but we have a fan.
And the cats love the sun, so that's where they are.
I'm trouserless, so all is good.
We're all hey, babe, we're all trouserless around these parts.
It's all good. Well,
and we're not telling you that till the end for a reason.
Exactly.
But hopefully wherever you are, you too are trouserless. I hope that everyone is happy in their own trouserless way.
Yes.
Donald ducking it through life as we were meant to be.
Yes.
We've got knickers on.
It's all fine. And they're big granny pants. Mine are, so it's all
fine.
No,
mine are massive because I was wearing
really
quite a shit dress. So.
Yeah, it's fine. Mine are big, disgusting granny pants and I'm okay with that.
If you've heard enough about our knickers, I mean, how could you? You could always pop over to the Facebook group.
And talk about knickers.
actually, that would be a good test. Let's see who's listened to the podcast, who goes into the Facebook group to talk about knickers. But yeah, feel free to pop along to our Facebook group, facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Top post on that page is a link to our beauty banter group. We've got more than 2,000 members.
I don't believe it.
It's, well, believe it because it's true.
It's true. It's
real. It's fully bonkers,
but
it's true.
Yeah, thank you everyone who has like participated and left questions for people and helped each other out. You guys have got each other.
Yeah, you're the greatest.
I feel like
and to the people that came to see me on, I don't know if I mentioned it, my tour. It was such a lovely... It would be really, really nice because people would come over to get their book signed and then they would just be like, I'm in the podcast group. And then I'd get really overexcited and be like, oh my God, PodFam! And demand like a hug and a stand-up photo. And it was me that was embarrassing them. And I apologise. But I was so excited to see you guys. It was awesome. Do come over to the Facebook group. It's awesome. Or you can always talk to us on social media.
Yep, at Full Coverage Pod across most platforms.
Pretty much everything but Snapchat, because like, who can be asked?
I'm not doing Snapchat now.
Kendall says it's over. So it's over, isn't
it? Who's got the time?
But Instagram and Twitter, we are there for you.
Yep.
Or you can email us, hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. That is us. That's
our email.
We got
you, boo.
We got you. And if you wanted to, if you felt so inclined, you could pop over to wherever you get your podcasts, hit that subscribe button and leave a little tiny review.
And maybe 5 stars. Like, that would be the best thing ever because it really does help a podcast like ours stand out. We want to do more of this and we can do more of it if more people know about it.
Yeah. How happy would you be if we were weekly? How would people
Lindsay, don't tease them.
I'm just saying if we got those 5 stars.
We're just sowing a seed.
Sowing a seed that maybe at some point we would have some news about something like that if we were able to get enough stars.
Could it be?
Should it be? Like, it's more to the point. People are like, knob off, Kelt. No one wants to listen
log
to you
off.
Every week.
Right. We've had a lovely time.
We have had a lovely time. But we've got Maltesers to eat.
Yeah, and they're melting. So I'm going to hit that pronto.
She's right. She's entirely right. Yeah. But thank you for listening. Thank you to Noella and Elemis for coming on and sharing your wisdom. She was so lovely.
So many great tips in there, guys.
So lovely.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be using the eye cream tip.
Now I love it even more.
Piano fingers.
Hashtag Maltesers. Hashtag we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.